This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to our Q&A session related to the book of Jihad, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, the fa'idah, the benefit behind these revision Q&A sessions to ensure that we have understood the text, insha'Allah. With regards to the book of Jihad, our discussion revolves around what? Revolves around five matters, insha'Allah. Number one, the hukm with regards to Jihad. What is the ruling with regards to it? Is it communal obligation, personal obligation? Maybe it's haram in certain circumstances. So we discuss the hukm. We also discuss the muqatil, the mujahid, the one who goes out and fights. We talk about the muqatal, the one who is fought. We also discuss the distribution of the war booty, the spoils of war. And number five, musalaha. If, for example, we have a treaty, we have an agreement, we have cessation of hostilities, of warfare between us and the enemy, well, what types of treaties are allowed? What's the conditions related to those, insha'Allah? So in the book of Jihad, we discuss these five matters in detail. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, with regards to the ruling of Jihad, Jihad is generally by default what? Generally by default, it is fard kifaya, communal obligation. But it becomes a personal obligation under four circumstances. Number one, if the imam gives the call to arms, then we have to obey. Or number two, you gave your name to the expedition and you are there on the front line. Here you cannot leave and go back. You have to continue. Or for example, the enemy lays siege to your town, your city. Or for example, the enemies, the aggressors, they are about to pounce upon you. And so here, these four circumstances, whether you male, female, adult, kid, old, young, paralyzed, able-bodied, irrelevant. You have to pick up your arms and you have to defend and you have to fight. That there is in a defensive situation, insha'Allah, in most circumstances, walhamdulillah. You have to do whatever you can to defend yourself, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, with regards to the Amir, is it a requirement that we must have an Amir? The answer is yes. We must fight under the banner, under the flag of an Amir, insha'Allah. Also, with regards to the permission of your father, your mother, permission of the imam, are these requirements for fard kifaya jihad? Yes, most definitely. You want to go to a certain land, you want to go to a certain arena where there's jihad taking place, and it's fard kifaya upon you, you need the permission of your mother, you need the permission of your father. You also need the permission of a person who you might be owing money to. You need to sort out that you go and get your shahada. What about the debts which are owed to these people? You need to get their permission, insha'Allah. But with regards to fard ain jihad, personal obligatory jihad, do I need the permission of the imam? Do I need the permission of the one who I owe money to? Do I need permission of my parents? No. Because now it is fard ain. You do not need permission from any of them. Walhamdulillah. What if, for example, the Muslims, we get hold of this enemy combatant, the soldier? What options do we have on the table? Number one, execution. Number two, slavery. Number three, setting him free, letting him go. Number four, ransoming him for money or for a Muslim soldier, prisoner that they might have with them. Walhamdulillah. As for women, children, the priest in the church, the monk in the monastery, the old, the frail. Do we fight these people? Do we wage jihad against them? Answer is absolutely not. Absolutely not. Also, do we take jizya from these people? Let's say, for example, we had the agreement of jizya and these people are living within the Muslim land. Do they pay jizya? The answer is no. We do not take jizya from them. Walhamdulillah. We take from the able-bodied, those who are able to fight, we take jizya from them, insha'Allah. With regards to a hudna or the aqd of aman or, for example, dhimma, which of them is for all times? It doesn't have a specific 1 year, 10 year, time period attached to it. It is for eternity by default. Which one? The Aqd of Dhimma. Dhimma, where the non-Muslim is living in the Muslim land, he has our protection, etc. He lives there, etc. And so here there's no time period attached to it. And which one? It's not permissible for it to be more than 10 years according to the madhab. The Aqd of Aman, like the visa. So any Muslim can give protection to this non-Muslim entering the lands of the Muslims, giving him Aman, and it's for a maximum of 10 years, inshallah. With regards to which one, it has, you know, it can be from any Muslim male, female, mumayyiz, you're not even baligh, you know, you can give protection. It's also the aman type of contract, inshallah. Which one can only take place, you know, upon the agreement of the imam, or the imam deputizes it to somebody. Which contract? It is the contract of dhimma, and also the contract of a hudna, a treaty between the Muslim entity and the non-Muslim entity, that they must be done by the imam and not by any Salman, Ilyas or Fatima. And which one is specific to the Ahl al-Kitab? Only the Ahl al-Kitab and the Majus. This is Ahlu Dhimma, the ones living in the Muslim lands, and they live as Christians, as Jews, as Zoroastrians. Here they have that option, which is, it's only given to the Jews, the Christians, and the Zoroastrians. Only to them, and nobody besides them, according to the madhab. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. There's a woman, she's fighting us in battle. Are the Muslims allowed to fight her back? Are we allowed to take her life, kill her? The answer is yes. By default, it wouldn't be the case. But because she is fighting us, then what else are we to do? Allahu musta'an. Jayid. With regards to jihad, and you know, upon whom is it an obligation? It's an obligation upon the men. It's upon those who are free. It's upon those who are baligh, etc. Jayid. Muslims took over a certain land, and one of the non-Muslims enters the Muslim land, and a Muslim woman gave him protection. Are we allowed to interfere with him? Are we allowed to fight him, arrest him? The answer is no, we cannot do any of that. Walhamdulillah. The Imam of the Muslims agrees with a certain country that we are not going to fight one another for 5 years. Do we have to abide by that? Yes, we have to abide by that. Walhamdulillah. And that is permissible for him to do, inshallah. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. With that, we've covered the short chapter of jihad, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. One more question with regards to the war booty. The war booty, if it is money, gold, silver, etc., this is divided into five equal portions. 1/5 is distributed as per the noble Quran, Suratul Anfal, and 4/5 are distributed amongst the fighters, the mujahideen. Walhamdulillah. What about land? Land, we have two options here. Here you could either distribute it amongst the fighters, or you make it waqf, and the kharaj land tax will apply to that land. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, and here we end off bi-iznillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to bless us. Walhamdulillah, we have gone through the quarter of ibadat, the quarter, the rub' al-ibadat, the quarter related to worship in terms of fiqh, salah, zakah, siyam, hajj and jihad, mashallah, tabarakallah. We ask Allah to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah for knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.